Imagine with me that you are a successful carpenter in a medium-sized Galilean city called Nazareth. One day, as you are passing through the marketplace, you see that a notice has been posted saying that everyone has to return to the place of their birth for a census which has been demanded by a far-off imperial power. Well, this isn't going to be exactly convenient for you. For one thing, the woman you're about to be married to is about 8 months or more pregnant. And it's 90 miles away, and you have to go on foot. But we all have to obey the orders of the government, so off you go. You set off on the road, and it's a journey of several days. And when you finally get there, you find that the city is already crowded with other people who have been coming from distant places and near places. And the only place that you can find a room to get over, a roof over your head, is in a barn. And, of course, while you are there, your fiancé delivers the child that she has been expecting all of this time. It turns out to be a rather frightening place because King Herod has ordered that all children under the age of 2 are to be put to the sword. And when this is revealed to you in a dream, once again, you leave and head for the safe refuge of Egypt. So there you are, a refugee with just whatever you can carry, with a small child and a nursing mother, and you head off for Egypt to a place of comparative safety. And you're there for a while until you hear that the coast is clear and you can head back home to Nazareth, but you better be careful about the route that you take, because in Judea, the son of King Herod, who is at least as bloody-minded as his father, is now upon the throne. And so back to Nazareth you go with your family. You know, when I was in Sunday school and we were learning about the seasons of the church year, they told us that Epiphany is the celebration of the manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles, which was very informative, except I didn't know what the word manifestation or the word Gentile meant. And eventually I realized that this was associated with the three wise men who came from distant places to bring their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh to the baby Jesus. And I knew what gold was, but I didn't know what frankincense and myrrh were either, as far as that goes. So the Epiphany was always a bit of a mystery to me. Now, as I have grown a bit in the faith since that time, I have learned that manifestation just means showing or revelation, and that the Gentiles are the nations of the world. I'm still not exactly sure about frankincense and myrrh, but I'll get those figured out one of these days. So we always think of We Three Kings of Orient Are and the star and those pieces of the Epiphany story. But I think that the story of the flight of the Holy Family into Egypt may have more to say about the revelation of Christ to the nations of the world for us now. It's a story of fear. It's a story of fleeing from violence. It's a story of a man and a woman who are trying to do the best they can by a small child. It's a story of people who have to drop everything and go to a place that perhaps they've never been to before and they only know somewhat by reputation. But you know something? That's the revelation of Christ to the nations as we know it today. We live in a world where there are those who flee violence. We live in a world where there are those who seek places of refuge. We live in a world where people have to make hard and difficult choices for the safety and the care of their families. And that is where we meet Christ in our world. You know, you and I are probably not going to encounter wise men with treasures coming from distant places, but we're sure going to encounter situations in our world where hard choices must be made, where we have to decide what's best for our families, where we have to determine whether we can reach out and help other people who are in difficult and desperate situations. And that is where Christ is revealed in our world here and now. That's where you and I are the hands and the voice of Christ in our world here and now. That's where we are the ears of God and the eyes of God, looking about for those who are in need of our help and through us the help of God. That, I think, is the message that we hear and we listen to and we carry as we come to this end of Christmastide and move into the season of Epiphany. It happens that the Feast of the Epiphany is going to be on a Monday, so there probably won't be any great church celebrations tomorrow. But as you move into this time of the revelation of Christ to the nations, I hope you will keep that in mind, that we carry the birth of Christ within us on into the new year as the secular calendar shifts and as we look about in the world around us to see where will Christ be known and how will we make Christ known. Amen.